My chosen profession was actually determined by my maternal grandfather, who was a machinist and electrician who started an electric company in Altenburg, Missouri around 1905. We lived next door in a four-family flat when I was little, and I would follow him around when he did maintenance on the flat he owned. I built a lot of model airplanes during World War II and wanted to be an aeronautical engineer. When I started Southwest High School, I saw a Fisher Guild model car a student had won an award for. I decided I could do that. When I was successful, and my father advised me that the war was over and people needed cars, not airplanes, I switched to mechanical engineering. I built five model cars, three in high school, one at Rolla, and my final $3,000 scholarship-winning car at Missouri U in 1953. That's $36,000 today. With the scholarship, I elected to go to General Motors Institute in Flint, Michigan, since I was accepted as a co-op student by the Fisher Body St. Louis plant. The scholarship was actually a trust fund that could be used to go to any college. But I liked the idea of the co-op program because it meant I didn't have to look for a summer job or a job in 1956 when I graduated. I worked for General Motors for 43 years in production engineering and tooling, starting as a junior production engineer and finishing as a tooling department superintendent. The Fisher Body Craftsman's Guild affected my life in many ways, not all good. I bought a motorcycle with $150 prize money for my second model car and used it to break my arm, which almost kept me from finishing my third model car. I got a good summer job in a tool and die shop by showing them my third model car. The long-term effect was that I learned that I could take on a major challenge and complete it by managing my time and learning new skills. The Fisher Body Craftsman's Guild showed me that as a boy, if you take on a major challenge and show that you are committed to completing it, many adults and business people will help you any way they can. The older I get, the more I appreciate the skills they taught me and the materials, tools, and equipment that they made available to me, things that otherwise I would never have had access to.